Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There is no baseball to talk about. It's going to be one of those episodes.
Yeah, zero baseball.
Fuck baseball.
I don't even know what a baseball is. Like, how do you make a ball out of a base?
Yeah. Josh is suffering from the cold. He has to wear a cotton glove, and it's very...
Listen.
It's sending me...
You know, in a preparation, you know, usually we're a pretty, you know, gloves are off kind of podcast. But in preparation of us getting none other than the St. Louis Post-Dispatch...
Oh, my
Dan
God.
Hockman on.
We finally... After 190-some episodes, got a fucking journalist on. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Nice. Man.
All it cost us was like $30.
I'll post this in the Discord.
For buying his book.
Yeah, we just bought his book. I'll post in the Discord if you want to ask any questions or any questions for him. Tell us. And then I'll probably put it on Twitter as well.
We need to do a non-roster invite that was mentioned in the Discord today.
Yeah.
Let's talk about dudes.
The dudes.
Spend 15 minutes talking about dudes.
We gotta think of this is the thing about sports interviews. It's why I like to me, our first Stu interview is like the best interview we've ever done because it hardly had to do with sports. And I thought it was like a very, very good and raw episode, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And obviously we're gonna talk sports with Ben, but I gotta think of some good ones for him. It told us when we were sitting down at Starbucks he fucked around with stand up, so that'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, you guys can talk about that.
Give us your best joke, and then he somehow out Chappelle. <You're> like, whoa, dude. Ben, we get a pass.
He starts lighting up a Newport, and you're like, whoa, all right.
I've always looked at Ben's writing as like fine. I know that sounds bad, but I'm like, oh, you know, just a reporter. All that he did, like, it never made his writing never made me angry or like jolly or anything. But it was like, oh, okay, here's a good like comment on the Blues. His little Ten Hockman, little special he does for the Post Dispatch. You know, he's a nerd. I like it. Cool. But what won me over to Ben is how like super pro trans rights he is, and yeah. I think that's super cool.
The guy's based, and he also takes abuse from, you know, the
Hogs. Yeah,
yeah, the Trevor Bauer. People.
Yeah. What did Ben say? He started writing out in Denver and he's been with the Post-Dispatch. I don't think it was 10 years. I think he hit his 10 year for baseball writers because he finally could vote because this was his first year voting. And then, I can't remember how long he said he had been with the Post-Dispatch, like five to eight?
Something like that.
Yeah. It was enough to where his name didn't flare up when, I was doing research on so far on my Waino project, and I'm up at like 2009, 2010. So I know he's after that, but he had been writing for Denver at that point. He was an NBA guy.
Here we go, Denver. Here we go.
Here we go, Denver. You're about to be bat daddy. I nailed that. No, he NBA guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to talk some NBA.
Dude, and he's a Celtics fan. He's not some.
He is a Celtics fan.
Well, he likes Jason Tatum, so he's. I was like, what is
so? What you fucking?
Because he used to follow. Well, he said the New Orleans team, so I'm assuming.
With a baseball mafia.
Yeah.
How about that? How about a fucking Jason Tatum?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He wouldn't, you know, support, you know, an organization like the Oklahoma City Thunder, who, you know, have like a statutory.
I heard. Yeah. No. Games. I actually uncovered some stuff on that. They run the world's largest dogfighting ring in all of North America, all sponsored by and supported by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Interesting.
It's incredible. They've given numerous donations to Hamas, but like the bad kind of Hamas, the Taliban and NAMBLA. I don't know. I'd be really, I'm not sure how I feel if I was an OKC Thunder fan right now.
Yeah, it's you go from a great city like Seattle, and then they're like, where should we put this NBA team? Because Seattle and everything it has going for it needs to go in fucking Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Seattle's like this crown jewel off, like in the middle of like nowhere. It's like in the nether regions of North America, right? It's in that far-flung part of America. This little crown jewel that just shits out punk or grunge rock
Starbucks,
yeah, and Apple
which,
products, you know. And then like they're like, you know what? Let's bring it closer to America. All right, let's get it closer to Americans. But not too close, you know? Let's put it really in the middle of nowhere.
yeah, and they did so much in the middle of nowhere, they actually commandeered more reservation land to put
It's
the
true. They're like,
stadium
what about fans in Dodge City, Kansas? Don't they need a team that's 3 hours away? Really need to help them
yeah.
out. Get them, you know, they can't just all go and see the Royals.
Well, and we got to be pretty close to Texas because, Texas needs a third team. So we got to
Yeah,
play,
no, Texas is how
Central.
many have? They have the Spurs, they have the Mavs,
So Spurs and Mavs.
the Texas
Oh, no, Houston
Rangers.
Rockets. What the
Yeah,
fuck did I
Houston
say?
Rockets.
I think
Oh
they need a
man.
fourth
You
team,
don't
dude.
know ball. Oh
I know
man.
ball.
You don't know
I know
ball.
ball.
We need to bring Bravo back on just so y'all can get a ball
He
off.
he's never come on.
He hasn't. I've been on his. We
Yeah.
really need to get him on.
Yeah. I
So
mean, I'm like I said, bravo
talk about Barry Bones.
the I was glad someone appreciated that. I was like, I thought
No,
that was pretty
the
funny.
fans. We should come up with a name for our fans. Call them Hoglets or something like that.
Well, we can definitely can't name them after our group chat.
Can't name them. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't name them after that.
Can't let Nick name them.
Even though it is accurate. What do we call them?
Charlatans. Well, could
I
we
feel
do
like it
something
needs
with
to be a pun off of
charlatans?
our name,
It
though.
really does.
Like, I feel like some sort of fan, some sort of pejorative term that has fan in it somewhere.
Yeah. We'll leave it up to them. I mean, we're a democracy. We have like 8 or 9 people in this Discord, so yeah, they can vote on it. Also, we need to have Ryan. He said he was gonna be fucking available for January. Let's shame him. He needs to be
Yeah.
shamed.
I mean,
Stupid asshole.
he thinks he's riding high in Connecticut,
Hey.
getting the foot rubbed by each of his husbands.
No, if he doesn't start showing up, we're gonna slowly dox personal info about him. Like
Yeah.
we're gonna start doing a hangman of what his last name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
We're gonna do that. I have a social security.
I thought of a joke that would kind of actually dox him, but I'm not gonna
Does he
say it.
really have 3 apartments or does he really have 3 houses?
Man, he
Hey, don't do that to me, man. I don't need all this shit. I don't need all this harassment from Oakland, Tyler. Who the fuck puts a city in front of the name, man? Like, so it means he's the prime Tyler of Oakland. How many Tylers did he have to kill to get to that spot? And I know his brother's in the Midwest. He could find me. Tyler's brother could find us. He ain't the closest to us of our fans.
Right. I mean, there's, I mean, Richie's the closest.
Yeah, we've actually hung out with Richie, and
Yeah.
you know, Richie's okay.
Richie's cool. Oh my
Oh my
God,
God.
dude. What? Can't you just like angle your torso a different direction?
Farted on
Yeah.
the laptop, basically. I wonder if the mics picked. They had to have. They probably
Yeah.
picked up the smell too.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's terrible. I regret that. Oh man. Oh
Let me
God.
just put my glove
Yeah, I
over
was
my
about to say
mouth.
you need to cover your.
For reference, I'm wearing a white cotton glove, so I kind of look like the Hamburger Helper man right
He
now.
does look like a. Yeah, he looks like a cartoon villain just finished a
Yeah.
shift. I
Because
don't give a fuck about Popeye.
I get super bad fucking dry skin. Like it's borderline psoriasis type shit.
Let me
When it
see.
gets cold.
Let me
It's
see.
not as bad. I'm not gonna take it off because I'll rip off the stuff I
Okay.
just put on.
Let me
But
see. I want to see eventually, you fucking freak.
I mean, you've seen how fucking fucked up my fingers are.
No, I've not seen the shape of it. I saw like you bandaging them. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, my fingers have like a nice little yaw to them at the
They
end.
do.
And
Wow.
like they're all like that.
God damn. It looks like I don't know why, but your hand, especially with a white glove, just makes me think your hand's a bird. I don't know why. Like a condor. Operation Condor.
But yeah, so when I went to a dermatologist like years ago, I was like, I keep using so many fucking Band-Aids, Hal. And Hal was like, yeah, you should go buy some cotton like medical gloves. I was like, they make those? He's like,
Yeah,
they
dude.
do. Go to like Schnucks or
I look
CVS.
like a World War I surgeon. Ah, God, all these troops are shell shocked.
I actually ordered another pack because both hands are getting bad because I'm not beating my meat as often, so they're not being moisturized.
Yeah, because you're getting that. You're racking up the Q1 sales right now.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I just gotta do what I can. Like,
Yeah,
look at my fucking knuckles.
this winter has. Damn, dude.
Yeah, and
Damn.
this is like my good hand.
You look like you've been street fighting.
Yeah.
He's a street fighting man, that Joshua. He's more than just a box of wine.
Box of I'm Franzia, bitch.
Oh, God. This winter sucked. You're fucking cracking like a, I don't know, like a dried dog turd. And I can't breathe through my fucking nose at all.
You've
It's
done too
been.
much cocaine, that's what it is. You have a
No,
deviated
this has
septum.
been. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So.
When are you gonna go to the doctor? When are
I
you
keep
gonna
wanting
get
to, I keep having to make time to go in and they shove like a balloon in my nostril or my sinuses, but we're gonna get big.
Man,
This sucks. This winter
I would love
sucks.
it if you came back from the doctor with like a fucked up Artie Lang nose because they just
Oh, they
started.
just fucked it up so
Yeah,
bad. Yeah.
and he's like, I didn't do that much cocaine, okay?
Oh
Like,
God, no.
what?
Art, you know, Artie looks like he got hit in the face with a door.
Yeah.
It's someone hit him in the face with a paddle.
Well, and like the thing is like fucked up noses can be a good thing in Hollywood. I mean, you'll get Owen Wilson. Like, that's like his
What?
trademark. Wow.
That's what your finger reminds me of.
Wow.
You got Owen Wilson. Yeah,
Wow.
dude.
Wow.
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 Wow. I work my Wes
Yeah.
Anderson's my body.
If the Discord wants some hand pictures, I'll do
Oh
some
yeah.
modeling for
That's
you.
what you need, these freaks, these married freaks
Yeah.
cranking it to your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you should do. You should do a strip tease with the cotton gloves and
Ooh.
slowly remove them.
Yeah.
That's the $15 tier. That's the
Happy
$15 tier for the worst part.
birthday, Mr.
Mr.
President.
President, happy birthday, Mr. Netanyahu. Hell yeah.
Jesus.
We have to actually tone it down when Ben's on because we're like, we'll say fuck less. He's like, yeah, probably be best. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna be hard. I can barely get through a sentence in my life.
Look, fucking
Fuck
fuck.
it, get
Fuck, I'm like shit out
the
my dick. Fuck.
fuck
Oh.
out, floor. Fuck. Fucking soft serve. Looks
Man.
like a sea cucumber. Oh, I'm fucking
Ben, have you
stupid.
ever been so horny your stomach hurts? Like,
I've got diarrhea all over my fucking balls. Fuck. That's my everyday life.
Was Connor O'Malley's feature in Detroiters one of your favorites? Just like
Oh yeah,
just the
Trevor.
shithead brother.
Just a stupid asshole
Yeah.
brother who has good ideas.
You should have grabbed your deodorant. I got you for Christmas.
Yeah. That's the treasure I got you for Christmas. What are you bringing your Slipknot mask? I need it.
Yeah, he was awesome.
That does rule,
He's like, oh,
goddamn.
yeah. I know how it's done. I know how it's done.
Yeah, I could do this. I'm not a fucking idiot.
No, I'm gonna show you how it's done. No, I mean, you could show me, but like, I already know how
I
it's
love how
done,
they got
so.
Kevin Nash to be his dad, which is hilarious
This
to me.
massive human being.
Massive guy with beer, like 12-ounce beer bottles, look like little beer cans in
Yeah.
his hand.
You tell Hank, what's up, Doc?
Then you tell him I said, "What's up, Doc?" Your dad asked me to cut the half of his suit. You know that suitcase story they said of I brought in a suitcase full of my own shit? Yeah,
Yeah.
Dad. It wasn't my own shit. Dad, I think that makes it worse. I love it. Damn, dude. We talk football.
Foosball, fuck the Chiefs.
Fuck the Chiefs. I'm rooting for them, but fuck them.
I just like that I might not be a fan of the NFL, but like I love that I can just root against the Chiefs.
They become the new Patriots.
Yeah, but also like
Highly successful with a charming quarterback generation.
yeah,
So.
but here's the thing, like the thing about New England is like it's a bunch of Bostonians, right? And they're racist. So they're like they're kind of like they're kind of easy to like hate, but then
They can't
like the
fucking
Kansas
talk.
City people are like the
Racists
I
can't
want to
fucking talk.
send like my kids to charter schools, but like I totally love like Jamal. It's like that kind of shit.
Sam Brownback was the best thing to happen in this goddamn state.
Yeah, it's like the people that cry about Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying. Like that's exclusively who lives in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I understand why that Reds announcer said what he said. I'm joking, but
Yeah. Is
yeah.
it sad?
No, they're just a bunch of like normie libs, and it's
Oh, no. I mean, I
like,
would say Chiefs fans are the most conservative hog-brained out there.
well, I think of Kansas City at large. Like,
Yeah,
granted,
I mean,
I'm mind you, I'm hanging out with like my sister circle when I'm there, and
I mean, what, I don't know if it'd be different than St. Louis. I mean, St. Louis County is not blue. The city's blue, and I think Kansas City's district includes the county and it's blue. I mean, Missouri has two blue little
but
noses
like,
or blue little ears and a little
here's the
blue
thing.
nose.
I've met communists in St. Louis. I have not met a single comrade in Kansas City.
Have you been looking hard enough? Go down to the city. Go down to the streets. Put your ears to the
Go
streets. You
take it
hear the hum.
down
Hear the
to.
thrumming of the city's
I'll
heart.
be hanging out on Truce Avenue, but over by Rockhurst,
Go up.
fucking around.
Hell yeah, dude. You go up now on fucking North KC up to All Stars Bar and Grill. Get yourself a nice patty. Yeah, dude.
Bro, I
Fucking
will say though,
good
Kansas City's
barbecue.
barbecue is fine. It's fine.
It's good barbecue.
I'll go to like Gates's. I'll go to Joe's. Like
What's
it's
the one they have in Kansas? Kansas side, Kansas City. It's out of an old gas station.
that's Joe's.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, I had some of that. Jesus jumping Christ. That is
It's
good
very
barbecue.
good. However, they do have very good chicken wings at the Peanut. Have you ever been to the Peanut?
I haven't. I need to
They
go to
got
the
two
Peanut.
locations, and it's there's one that's like a dirty, like it's almost like eating like a rude dog pup.
All right.
But it's like amazing. And then they have one that's more like strip mall-y. And I mean, yeah, both. I mean,
Wings out of a strip mall, like you haven't lived.
it's like a Wings et cetera
Yeah,
type
no,
vibe, but like.
you haven't lived in this country until you've gone to a and got wings out of a strip mall joint.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't lived if you haven't gone to a strip joint and had wings.
We lost ours. It's very
We
terrible.
did, which you're going over there now more to place sports betting.
To do
So,
sports betting, yeah.
yeah. I mean, I can't believe the sex toy store got wiped out.
I thought there was another one when you go all the way down to the
I
Young
think
Chick
that I think I think that
Brown Bag
used
Video.
I
I thought
think
it was
that used
called.
to be there. I don't think there's. I mean, unless it's
I
like
can
the most.
check because weekend's coming up. I got to put in my. I got to gamble, Josh, because I'm gonna hit it big, and you and I, we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna get an airship and fly over everyone and poop on them.
Can I just start giving you $5 to place my bets for me?
Sure. If you want to bet, I'll give you. You can give me $5 for it.
Ooh, can I bet on NBA? I would know that better because I'm not a casual like some of our
No, yeah,
Discord
you can
people.
totally do that.
No, yeah, I'm just gonna get two little jabs in there. The gloves are on, but they're coming off, baby.
Download DraftKings. You put in like a. Want me to put in a parlay? I'll do that for you.
Yeah.
You can give me
I feel
$5.
like I could nail some parlays in the
You
NBA.
probably could. I haven't won yet. I've had like last week. I had like two or three parlays missed by one leg, and like so. I know I'm like, oh, okay. I'm
So
gonna
if
hit.
you do like four legs, how much is that like? I guess it depends on the odds, right?
It's the odds. The more legs you do, the more likely. And
But
then.
it's
If you choose something kind of crazy to go with it, and I didn't even choose anything crazy because I like bet like $15, so I'll do like three parlays like for each game. Be like, a five leg here, five leg there, and then I'll do a super one on in case all of them hit. You never know, and that's the one that's gonna like you'll win like $2,000 for this shit.
So say I
Yeah,
had like four legs on a parlay, I could maybe turn that into like $100 or something.
most of them like I mean if there's like pretty obvious ones like Josh Allen scoring a touchdown, like even a rushing touchdown, it's gonna be like okay, dial it back. But the one I had almost had with the Chiefs game, I took the under on the points, I took the Chiefs to win, I took Pacheco to score TD, I took Mostert to score TD, and I took something else that I got. But the one I didn't get that fucked me up was Mostert. I thought he was gonna get a score. And if I got that
Yeah.
one, I wanted one like 200
Well, it's
bucks.
also the playoffs, so I mean they run the ball a lot more in general.
Yeah, well, I mean it was negative 30 degree wind chill, and so I'm like, yeah, they're gonna keep this on the ground.
Dude,
So,
that's why the
oh no, the
gamblers are
other one
better.
was Pacheco scores, Pacheco runs for 80 yards. So,
Freddy Pacheco.
man, he fights everyone on every run.
Wait,
He's
his name's
good.
not Freddy. That's the
I
Cardinals
yeah, as I said,
Pacheco. Isaiah Pacheco?
yeah.
No. That's right.
Freddie Pacheco was our guy, and then those dirty rotten
Pirates. Pirate?
Tigers picked
Oh.
him up, then he needed surgery on his little arm, and I mean little. It's like this. Looks like a little velociraptor,
With a little glove
but he
on it.
tops out at 97.
I want to see if is it legal for a pitcher to wear a batting glove while they pitched, like on their pitching hand?
Yes, it's illegal.
Damn. I feel like that would give you like nuts.
Anything that would be considered distracting to the hitter. Although
So like
in high
you could
school,
be a pitcher with like the S word written on like your fingers. Like
yeah, no, you can't go out there with taking eye black with a capital N on your face. Yes, no, you can't do that.
Wow.
I know in high school they just now passed the rule. They did this last year, but jewelry's okay. But even still, it's like, oh, if it's like distracting the hitter, he's gotta hide it or whatever.
Yo, what up,
But I think in the
Marlon?
majors, they don't give a fuck on jewelry. Although I would like to see someone take out like the fucking shiniest chain.
Flavor
Well,
Flav clock.
yeah, like it just while it jangles about while he's throwing, well, I mean, you can really throw hard with that. You'd have to throw knuckleballs. Yeah. Imagine Tim Wakefield, God rest his soul, a fucking 2001 Red Sox uniform coming out with a big Flava Flav clock, throwing 65 mile an hour knuckleballs.
Yeah.
Knuckleballers, we need more of those, dude.
It's like a
And that Matt Waldron guy, who I think had like the best arsenal he could for a knuckleballer, which is I throw a knuckleball, but then I can also throw low 90s, which I think like surprising guys with that'd be hilarious.
I
And
want
you had R.A. Dickey, who threw like a mid-80s knuckleball. Like, what the fuck is this?
We need more guys like do like the MLB the Show character like pitcher build where you're
Yeah.
like, all right, he throws a knuckleball, he throws
A
a
screwball?
screwball, an Ephus
He
pitch,
throws an Ephus?
a four four
A
seam
four?
fast.
Yeah, he throws in a four seam fastball.
Yeah.
That's the Diet Coke of this slob you order. That's what it is.
I throw funk and then I give him the gunk,
And I give
baby.
him the gunk. Tyler would play MLB The Show and do the Road to the Show player on there, and he would get so invested he would write like a character arc for him. He doesn't know anything about baseball. He made Jim Shatner, which was his alcoholic right-handed pitcher, and Lefty Slaps, who threw just nothing but fastballs. Like he, I'm like you should get a slider.
Lefty Slap sounds like Stubby Claps, like nephew.
Lefty
Like,
Slaps and Stubby Claps and.
yeah.
No, yeah, no, they sound like a gang. They sound like a, like, I slaps him, he claps him. That's what. You see the cheeks? I slap him, he claps him. That's what he does, your cheeks.
That's awesome.
They sound like two shitty, like, GTA London characters. Is what they do. Oh, he lefty slaps and he stubbles claps. Stubbles. Oh, stubbles claps. Giving old Pete Alonso German suplex. Giving the old Northern Lights, I tell you what, governor. I'm Stubbles Claps, first base coach for the Crickety Cardinals.
Man, speaking of Brits, have you watched Saltburn
No, I haven't heard. It's
yet?
dog shit.
Bradshaw hates it, but you know how he is. The
Yeah,
man.
he only likes things that are in
It
perfect
also
symmetry.
this took me years, and he'll fucking deny this, but I swear to God, it's true.
Yeah.
He thought it was stupid how much I loved the movie Interstellar in high school. I was like,
He
this is
loves
my favorite
Interstellar.
movie. Yeah, he loves it now.
Oh.
He's changed his tune on it.
He's saying he's like, it
And
seems
he'll
like
probably
about
text me tomorrow or the
posing.
next day and he'll be like, hey,
I'm
I
sorry.
always liked Interstellar. I'd be like, no, you criticized me for how much I love that movie. I remember you explicitly one time being like, why do you like Interstellar so much? And I'm like,
It's a
because it
movie about how love can transcend everything. It's the one thing that we have in impending calamity.
it's got one of the best scores, like
Great
it,
score,
yeah,
great
incredible
effects,
score,
great
incredible
special
effects.
and great practical
You make
effects.
Matthew McConaughey,
Cry.
yeah, Murph! Young Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
I know he's a controversial character in Hollywood. I like him in movies.
More like
I think
Timothy,
he's
I am gay.
sure. Certainly could be.
Scat Damon. That's Matt Damon, but he's like, "Squib me the bowel. Skip me the do." I'm gonna steal this joke. Tyler used to do this on stage, and I love this. I love this joke. Back when we were doing comedy, he's like, "My girlfriend told me she wanted to get into scat play," and I'm like, "Okay, so." Last night we were going to try it, or we were trying it, and we take off pants. I take off my pants. I squat over, and then I hit her with a. It was so good.
Jesus,
I know.
that's classic Roy Donk right there.
That's some Roy. That's some Colgate.
Yeah.
No, Interstellar rules. It's an amazing film. People like to dump on it, but fuck them.
Yeah. Well, and like the
You
thing
have some
is,
weird little robot that only works on 3 inches.
yeah, it looks like a fucking Gumby
Imagine,
motherfucker. Tars!
imagine being high and that thing chasing you down the street. Oh man. You have
Anne
fucking
Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. She found a
Yeah.
way.
Michael Caine.
Marco Ka I died dumb for night kind.
Who's like the grandpa in that? Because I love that guy and everything he's in.
The grandpa in it?
Yeah, he's like a good character actor. He's.
Let me look. They had Jessica Chastain. She was in that. That
She
was
was
good.
in that.
And Casey Affleck before we found out he was a monster, and then I guess forgave him for it.
Why are we talking about his character in the movie or the actor? Is there?
He had like some sexual assault stuff. John
Oh,
Lithgow's in it. Is that what you're talking about?
let me see.
It is I, John Lithgow, from
Yeah,
third cock from the buns.
I like
There
that
you
guy.
go.
Yeah, great movie.
Great movie, 10
Like
out of 10.
that was one of the things about like I think Mulaney had a bit about this on one of the award shows where he's like, "Man, Oppenheimer, that entire cast is so like just jam-packed with talent." And was anyone else wondering the entire time, like, why did Rami Malek only get like one line? And then he does a bit about like, oh yeah, we're gonna have Jack Nicholson just doing like one of the rivets on the bomb, like, you know, because it was fucking stacked.
Yeah, it was just ensemble. So they're just like, yeah, you want like 5 minutes. The Rami Malek thing, it was like, I thought he was gonna do more. He's like, I'm gonna testify in Congress and I'm gonna say, "Hi, Mr. Oppenheimer," and those are my lines.
Yeah.
That's all I had to do. And then he's gonna break out into Queen. He's like, "Gotcha."
God. I did not like Bohemian Rhapsody that much.
Didn't?
I thought they made his teeth look too vamp like or not white.
Too horse-like.
Yeah, I mean it was like, yeah, Freddie Mercury had fucked up teeth. He's fucking British. What do you expect? But
British and colonial.
holy shit, he looks scary. It was like
Yeah. Didn't they make that movie like PG-13 too?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't think. I think it's pretty hard to tell the story of Freddie Mercury without it being R-rated. On account of all the sex he had. And I'm sure
Yeah,
he's
they didn't
had
really get much into
pussy
like the
feathers.
sex stuff. They more relate into the fact that like he feigned being like straight and kind of like leading like women along, but then just being like ha
Or like you, sis. You just don't have a big woody.
ha
What? Nothing. I hate women. Yeah, no, he's trying to disguise it with like blatant misogyny. Nothing. Get in, make me a sandwich. I'm a real top G. Freddie Mercury Tate. There's a character. Oh God. I'm a real top G. I rep under pressure.
It just came to me, but it are what we
Power
call
bottom boys.
what we could call one of our one of our fans. We call them
One of them.
the worst crayons in baseball.
There we go. The worst
But
crayons.
that's only it's too specific because
I don't know if
we
she
don't.
won. Oh, who wanted their fucking name changed?
Alex?
Fucking, was it Alex? What do you want me to call him?
Something.
Fucking Hitler's biggest fan? That's what it says. I want to be known as Super Hitler. Oh,
I
Jesus,
don't think
man.
that's right. Let me
I don't
consult.
know!
Let me consult my documents.
Let me
Let me
consult, Michael.
consult.
Let me consult. In response to the most recent episode of Patrons are allowed to change their name, can I put a formal request to change mine to IDF rules?
No, that's not what it says.
Hold on, I don't have.
Quit entering into this in bad faith.
I'm just
It's
looking.
not what it says.
What's it say?
It says Monsieur Snoopy.
Monsieur, I think you're reading that wrong. Let me take my glasses off. He wants to be known as Monsignor. He wants to be known as Cosby Pills and Ass. I don't know, Alex.
Cosby pills. Hey, zip it a bop.
Let's go to that bop-a-doo-ba-da-boo.
Boom, bop.
Oh no, I see it. He wants to be known as Monsieur Sloppy Top.
Oh, yes. Once you're sloppy top.
Yeah.
I
It's
kind of
very
like that.
hetero.
Yeah.
It's too hetero for that.
I think
Monsignor.
Monsignor cracked me up. Oh,
Monsignor.
man. We used to.
Monsignor Molestrios.
We used to have I had a very Irish priest for a decent chunk of my childhood, and this guy was awesome. He'd go to confession and be like, "Father Oliver, I watch porn," and like,
I fucking cranked.
and then they he would just laugh. He'd be like, "Ha ha." We'd be like,
I think
"We'll
Jason
say
State.
three Hail Marys,
Three Hail Marys. Let's see.
three Hail Marys," and we're
Mon
like, "Okay."
Monsignor Hadley, I think Jason Statham kind of cute.
He was way, he was, I mean, I already told this story, but he was way cooler than the guy who's like, "You might have a pornography addiction. I need you to go to chastity.com and take a survey.
Oh my
And then
God.
you can get my card from your principal to email me what." I was like, "Why are you this?" I'm like, "I'm in eighth grade." No, I was a freshman. I was like, "Dude,
If I
I'm a fucking
don't
virgin and I'm horny."
I don't jerk off, my hands will choke me. I have to
Like,
do
my balls are normal size, my libido is of a normal man, and I have way more time on my hands. What am
Yeah,
I
what am I
going
gonna
to
do
do?
when I get home
Yeah.
and I'm alone with these thoughts?
Bro, I'd like fucking eat queso dip after school, beat my meat.
Yeah.
It was
Oh, I
awesome.
got two sauces now.
Yeah.
A dip. This one's
A
a
little dip.
little cheesier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that joke from the mouth of the person who said that is going to be talking with Ben Hoffman. Whoa.
Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Or Ben Hoffman.
I was a little worried that some of my puns about a certain person a few weeks back might have scared him off.
No, well, he said he put in a good word to Jeff with us.
Yeah.
Remember that? He's like, I'll mention it to Jeff.
Like, bro, Ben Fredrickson, Brendan Schaefer, if he ever wants to, be cool.
Yeah.
He won't. I know he would like us.
No, yeah, it
We would be his
would.
like crazy uncles, but like
Yeah.
salient at the same time.
No, I mean, and also, it's a small city. We can find you guys at any point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know where you fucking
I mean, bro, I'll go to the county assessor's website,
I have a
search your
lot.
name. I'll be able to find where you your house.
I've been stockpiling fertilizer for 20 years. We know where you work at.
I like the weird talking out the side of your mouth thing.
What, gritted teeth?
Yeah.
I can find you. What's up,
It's almost
Ninja
it's almost
Nation?
a little Paul Giamatti, like, "I'm Charles
The way you're saying it is either really cold or he's getting some turbo suck
Rhodes."
in the front seat of a monster truck.
I'm Charles Rhodes.
I'm Charles Rhodes.
What do you do? Oh, that means you're getting sucked up.
Oh.
What the
I
deep.
just ejaculated my central nervous system.
I'm Charles Rhodes.
Hey.
Hey.
What if,
Oh.
was it Tony Sirico, the guy who played Ollie Walnuts? God rest his soul. What if he was, played Paul Giamatti's character? Hey, Tone, I think this guy's committing securities fraud. Why are you breaking my balls? I'm here to break your bonds. Oh,
Oh.
hey.
Ha No, but then you have to also repeat the joke. But like, no, hey, I
Hey, do
said,
you hear what I
hey,
said?
Tone, hey, Tone, do you hear what I said? I said, and
Before and way before.
God,
Oh God, I gotta go rewatch Sopranos.
that was one loyal motherfucker, though.
Yeah.
I
I thought he was a rat at the end. I thought that's what they hinted at.
did they?
Yeah. The last man standing, they have in the last shot of him, there's like a rat that goes across where he's sitting outside sunbathing.
Listen, they left that ending purposely vague, so I mean, Pussy was a rat. That's the main thing I remember.
Yeah.
Chrissy never ratted though, until
No. He just.
he was just loyal. And also,
He
I
got
mean,
Aid killed, though.
yeah.
I mean, that's unforgivable.
Well, you know.
I mean, it's base because Drea de Mateo is like super conservative. Michael Imperioli is like super based. Like, if I was telling you that, like all the actors that have came out of that show, they're all like conservative as fuck and like pro Trump. I'm like, it's like a miracle that David Chase like got them like before. I guess they got hog brained and made like really like very raw art out of it. I thought like really subversive shit. And then
Yeah.
Michael Imperioli is like, I'm not gonna be hating on these queers. Trans rights,
I
Adriana.
feel like Gandolfini would be either just like a moderate or be like at least left of center.
He might be. Let me look that up. Maybe we had that before he died.
Because like
Edie
everything I've
Falco,
ever
I
heard,
think, is like a lib. Let me
he
see.
serves like a fucking bird.
It's more like James Pandolfini. He's a big panda. I want some more of this fucking baboon.
Woke up this morning, got myself a gun.
What's the come town bit where it's like Indian Sopranos? Like, hey, Tom, we were thinking maybe you should hang out with another Indian guy.
Woke up this morning, got
Got
myself
myself a
a gun.
gun. Yes.
Mommy always said I'd be the chosen one.
Chosen one. Yes, very much.
It's
Very
a very
much.
much for me.
Very much indeed. No, it doesn't have his. No, we'll never know.
Go to Act
I
Blue.
don't know. I think he would have probably been conservative. He was a fucking Jets fan, so.
What does that mean?
That's
What are
pretty.
you saying about the
You
Jets?
have to go watch him in Jersey, so. That seems pretty criminal to me. Carmella! Hell yeah! MAGA MAGA! The fucking panty was a scam!
Yeah, but like he would also be calling Chris Christie like a fat fuck all the time
That
too.
would be funny hearing them be like, Christy, you fat fuck. Ah. And Chris Christie's like Bobby Bacall. He's like, who are you calling fat, you fat motherfucker, cocksucker? Look in
Don't
the
call me
mirrors.
old
What is
cock.
Bobby Bacall? Look in the mirror sometime, you fat cocksucker.
Oh, dude.
Is cool that Michael Imperioli is like pro trans too.
Yeah.
Because that kind of works with the meme, like the Chrissy meme. But like, yeah, they're called trans. They're like people that want to, I don't know, switch teams and have shitty hair and play Fallout New Vegas or some shit. That's
God.
totally matches.
Those are great memes, though. Kevin Finnerty is a great account to follow on Twitter
He's a
for
great account.
Sopranos memes.
Him, Socialist Soprano memes. I got some
Socialist
good.
Soprano memes is great. The guy that just posts like individual screenshots of every like shot of the
Oh
show.
yeah.
Yeah, that one's
That's
great.
always fun.
Yeah.
That's dedication. You have to I think you have to program a bot to do that. So woke up this morning, got
Got
the
myself a
gun,
gun.
pooped.
Poop shooting buggy.
God damn. There's no baseball. None. What's so fucking ever. See, Codify posted that we led the league last year in pitches over 100 plus miles an hour.
Fuck yeah, brother.
All from two dudes. Two dudes shooting goo.
One of them was injured over half the year.
And the other we traded halfway through the year. The other was Chris Stratton. Bet you didn't see that coming. Chris Stratton throwing darts.
Man, just at that level, I mean, 100 miles an hour is insane, but like it only gets you so far. Like, you don't have, I mean, if it's a straight 100 miles an hour, dudes, they're so good, they're gonna catch up to it.
Yeah,
You,
eventually.
yeah, I mean, you can't play
Yeah.
that.
It helps. It helps to have that amount of chatter.
Are your eyes okay? They were super red.
It's because of my sinuses.
What can I do?
Hey, kiss my little eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to cut my eyelids off, Josh. I want to see. I want to be the three. What I call myself during card games, I'm like, I am the three-eyed raven. Bullshit, you didn't put down a jack. It's a jack. Fuck! The three-eyed raven has been led astray. I must consult with those who possess my power, my
I
benefactor.
must consult with the Oracle.
I must consult with the or consult with now turn Andrew Tate the three-eyed Tate Raven. I must consult with the dog. Almost take the dog out for a walk. You ever see how he walks, Andrew Tate? He walks like a gay guy. Like he has like the dude would be like an incredible bottom or an incredible twink. Like I just don't know why he has to take it out on women, like as if that's his problem. He's got the most lush, kissable lips. You ever see Andrew Tate's lip? Ooh, he's so pretty. He's so pretty and shiny,
Yeah.
and he walks so effeminately. Like, brother, come on, man.
I
Like, no
was
one's gonna judge you.
one of my dad's coworkers, whenever I was going to the college he worked at, she's like, I thought I saw you walking the other day, but it was actually your son. And I realized you guys have a very similar walk. But I don't think she knew my dad was gay. So he was telling me this. I was like, what is this fucking broad trying to say? That I'm just like prancing around the fucking like
Hit him
campus.
with a broad.
Yeah. I feel like I started saying broad a lot. One, after I watched Sopranos, but two.
Broad's funny in this context. It's not funny when you're ripping it around. Like if you throw out like this dumb broad at work to like one of your coworkers, they would be like, "What did you say?" What? I didn't say coos. What do you
Speaking
want me to say?
from experience,
This
they
fucking coos?
broad always gets a laugh. It's never not gotten a laugh.
Oh, Broad gets me in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why. Broad's hilarious, though.
Yeah.
This dumb Broad. Like, hearing it out of an old guy's face, it's pretty funny. Like, your dad was, or, maybe your dad. If your dad, like, referred to your mom as a dumb Broad, you would have
No, my dad used to call women skanks or bimbos. Like, she's skanky, and
That
I
is a
was,
theater dad one
yeah,
right there.
she's dressed skanky for Midnight Mass, and I was
We used to
like,
drop the hard C a lot, but I don't say that one that much anymore.
it'll start slipping in my angry driving in the car if I
Yeah.
listen to like the Monday morning podcast, like Bill Burr's
Oh yeah.
podcast, because he'll be like, you fucking cunt.
I don't want to sound like woke or anything. I don't. When I'm mad at a woman, I don't really hit them with a lot of like gender affirming insults, you know, or ones that are consistent with like, you know.
See, I believe in words of affirmation,
Yeah.
which oftentimes includes me using gender affirming,
Yeah. No,
words.
because you're an uplifter, is what you are.
Yeah, you're an awesome fucking bitch.
This bitch rules, Yas
Yeah.
Queen Yas. I
Oh,
usually like give them like the gender neutral ones, like asshole, or male ones like dick.
see, I always knew I was in trouble with my ex if she was like, "You're being an asshole right now." That's when I'd be like, "Okay."
He giggled.
I'm like, oh, I'm not being my silly, whimsical self.
I'm a little stinker. Scurries off into the
She
corner.
didn't like the same bits that me and Nick used to do to each other.
Yeah.
This is Bradshaw we're talking. Where like, she was like, can you grab me a drink? I'd be like, sure. And then I would start bringing her like different condiments from the fridge, just doing this back and forth. Like no, come on, I want a Gatorade. Oh, okay. Worcestershire sauce. There you go. Yeah, just doing that for 7 or 8
No,
times.
girlfriends do not appreciate that
Yeah.
level of
It's
fuck it. Well, here's my thing on it, okay?
like you're gonna get it eventually. Just let me have some fun and make
My
you
perspective of
frustrated.
it as a man, okay, is that
Which is the
you're,
only perspective.
which is the only perspective that matters, is that you run out of shit to talk about, and that the whole, after a while, like, you're just in it to kind of pester and annoy the other one. And like, my experience, women don't like being fucked with the same way that men like being fucked with. We can take it as a good or bad thing, but like,
Women are like Wu-Tang Clan. They ain't nothing to fuck with.
oh, dude, my ex, like,
Nothing to
you
fuck with.
gaslight me all the time. I'm like, I'm fucking with you. I know I'm doing it. I am fucking with you.
This is a bit.
And you're like, yeah, exactly. Like, you left this out. I'm like, no, I didn't. That was someone else. Maybe it was you. She's like, don't gaslight. I'm like, I know it was me. I'm fucking with you. I'm lying. Women don't like that. Women don't like being fucked with like that.
Yeah,
So.
although like my mom loves to fuck with me in a lot of ways, because she'd be like, who left the light on in the house? I was like, it was off when I left. Oh, and I like I
Moms like to
yeah, and
fuck.
then they're like, oh, well, maybe I should, get a security system because we might have had an intruder that left the light on. And I'm like,
You do
I'm
that.
gonna f yeah.
Yeah, you do that. Please do that, mom.
Yeah.
Moms, when it comes to their son, they're the ultimate level of I'm going to fuck. Like, ladies, if you're ever like, my guy won't stop fucking with me, like a little pestering
We
ankle-biting
learned it from
dog.
Gail and
We
Susan.
got them from our mother. We learned it from our mothers.
Our
We learned it
mothers.
from our mothers, and they learned it from their husbands, who probably hit them anyway.
You fucking bent
You
over.
whore, you bruh.
You skank.
Tyler and Thor were telling me they're one of their favorite parts of The Sopranos. I think I may have said this on air, but they were talking about how Tony and Syl are talking about Ralphie. And Tony's like, hey, Syl, you think Ralphie's weird with women? And then Syl goes, I don't know, Tone. He did beat one to death for I don't know. That's what he was. Who amongst us hasn't beaten a woman to death? It's the intent that matters.
Allegedly,
Allegedly.
yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, we should just take a break. Let everyone know we love women. We support
Yeah,
women.
we do. We're allies.
Yeah.
Maybe not the best at
You
times,
don't get
but
kitty litter thrown on women,
we don't get kicked. Yeah, unlike a certain smaller
at
member of
rallies.
unlike a certain smaller member.
Yeah, I'm rallying.
I'm rallying.
I just got a rally.
Gotta rally.
Good. Oh, man, that was a great era of
Certain
South
one who got
Park.
his hair dyed like black. Looks like little tentacles
Yeah.
on his head.
Whose significant other has just huge hands,
Massive bear
massive
paws.
fucking
I mean,
hands.
fucking skull crunching hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you and I respect and love women. We
Yeah.
treat them shitty as we treat men, you know.
Yeah. Equality.
Equality, baby. Equality.
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 I mean, we think they should vote.
We think we should.
We like most of the amendments,
Yeah.
including that one.
I think that one's my favorite amendment, if
I think my favorite amendment is
Repealing power ba 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 ba.
the 16th Amendment.
Oh, dude.
Just, it's like the Colton Wong of amendments,
It is. It's a good one. Steady,
Yeah.
steady one.
Actually, I need to look up what the 16th Amendment is. I should know this being a political science
It
student.
ain't that fucking important.
What is it?
Constitution sucks. They still have the three-fifths compromise in there. They should write that out. Be like, this was a mistake.
Wasn't it the 18th Amendment that gave women the right to vote?
The Civil War amendments, I think, are like the 14th through 16th, I want to say.
16th Amendment. 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution allows Congress to levy an income tax without
Oh yeah, it's based in like
apportioning it among the states on the
1900.
basis of
So, which of the
population.
Civil War amendments? Because
That'd be like I know the 14th is.
14th, so 12th or 14th?
Yeah.
Civil War amendment.
Yeah, 16th. I didn't
We're
stop
becoming a
counting.
Civil War podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the Battle of Chancellorsville. Thomas Stonewall Jackson had the fattest cock in all of West Virginia. That's why he punked the fuck out on John Pope and Joseph Lee Hooker before he took a bullet while defending his men and died like a pussy. 13, 14, 15. That's what they are.
Man.
That's the Civil War Amendments.
And then the third is the one about quartering people in your house.
Yeah.
That one's cool.
13th Amendment. Slavery is no longer cool. That's the name of the amendment. It's not cool anymore. We gotta get rid of it. Happy belated MLK Day for our fans out there.
I went to the MLK dinner last night.
They needed three of those amendments to be like, all right, guys, come on. Black people are like us. Okay. And then they needed to do it two more times. Like, all right, we're not gonna say it again. Not gonna tell you again. Okay. All right, just pretend at least. All right, we'll call it Jim Crow.
Yeah. Was it the MLK dinner? Got to listen to a state senator talk.
Yeah.
He did the most hacky fucking thing. Do you? Okay, I'm sure
Is
you
it a
know.
Republican giving it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
He was. I used to be minority leader for the state.
Oh, okay. Because when Republicans quote MLK, I'm like, shut, 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 shut up.
But he did a thing where he was introduced, and then he does like the good evening to start the speech. And because people at an event usually don't like heckle, they're not like good evening, and he's
Hello.
like, oh, that's not here, let's try this again. And then he sits back down and fake shakes a hand, and then is like, good evening, and then hi! Like,
Like
how
a 5-year-old. Hi.
are you? Hi!
You're my daddy.
So
What have you done with my
I
mommy?
fucking hate it when people are like, oh, come on, let's get a round of applause. And then they're like, oh, that's not enough. Come on, one more time. I hate that shit so
I
much.
always, when that happens, just intend to do it lower
Yeah.
and like even quieter.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Just open my mouth, scream.
Yeah. Yeah. Tommy Edman's not gonna start the
Tommy
season.
Edman's
He's gonna miss
hurt.
spring training.
What if
Yeah.
Mason Wynn ain't good?
Yeah, what if Mason
Can
Wynn
Dylan
isn't good?
Carlson play shortstop?
Paul
Finally, some playing time.
Goldschmidt moves to short.
He'd do it.
Burley starts at first.
Burley pitches, but good this time.
Yeah.
He pitched a lot last year.
Didn't the Braves just sign some like former like outfielder hitter who's like trying to reinvent?
Charlie Culberson.
Culberson,
Yeah.
bro.
He was a utility
How's
guy.
Culberson spelled?
CulberSon.
Okay, so there's no T. I was like, bro, I could be related to him. That's my grandma's maiden name.
Charlie, where's some fucking money, dude? I almost died last year.
Yo, Charlie, you know Nora? She died a few years ago.
Give me some money.
Yeah, I remember I went to her funeral because it was my
Charlie,
grandma
come
and
on.
it rained a lot and I had to dry clean my suit pants. Is there any
Yeah.
way you could assist me with this?
Charlie, come
For
on.
the family, of
Come on,
course.
Charlie. We're family. Come on. Charlie, come on. Come on, Charlie. Come on. We're family.
I'm related to Brad Thompson.
You're.
I'm actually one of his ugly kids.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ, Danny, one of my kids started a podcast to fuck with me. Danny, put down that bottle. You drunk fuck.
Also, I thought it was interesting that Chip got the like broadcaster, Missouri Broadcaster of the Year award or
Oh, his
whatever. And
first
I
year. Good
was like,
job,
how
Chip.
hard is that to get in Missouri?
Yeah.
I mean, are you going up against that stiff of competition? Because Chip is fine, but
Rex Hudler should win every year.
who's Rex Hudler?
Oh, dude, he's the wonder dog. He was one of the color commentators on MLB The Show, like the 2000s one.
Oh.
And just look up some of his clips. He's a goofball.
Does he say grand salami when you hit a home run, a grand slam?
No, he would say he had his own Rexisms. Like if you don't, like if you strike out looking, he's like, you got a hack or they'll send you back, man. He's like a surfer guy. And he
Oh,
actually played for the Cardinals one year. The
yeah.
wonder dog, man.
Tim Kirchen.
Tim Kirchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Chip Carey won it over Tim Kirchen. Wow. You don't say.
Man.
Goddamn sacrilege.
I vote in that every year, and They'll never give my man Albert Bosque the credit he deserves. Sure, he doesn't call games, but what he does on that pregame show as they set it up for Jim the Cat Hayes to be dry and funny in interviews.
Sure, he votes like an asshole.
Hell,
But Al Hrabowski is a
he's a
wonderful guy.
fucking slob. What do you expect,
He is a
man?
slob. He's a Hungarian son of a bitch. And Hungary is pretty like right wing now.
Dude, they were introducing people yesterday at the MLK dinner, and it was a black person who had spoken. Their last name was Rabosky, and
Whoa.
I was like, Brenda, that guy's Hungarian. That guy's part Hungarian.
I bet he's hung. Gary. All
There it is.
right, let's wrap this up.
Who is our crumble champ?
Man, I don't know. Who's the MMA fighter that wore like a shirt that said women belong in the kitchen? And of course, every UFC chud is defending him.
Is that the guy who's super right wing as a, as like
No, it
a as
wasn't
like
the
a net?
Covington guy. This is a different guy. You hold on, let me find this UFC fighter shirt.
Conor McGregor?
I'm fucking Conor McGregor.
Grit in the grit. I'm gonna do the voice now. I said grit.
I mean, it's
Grin.
evident. Shirt. Weeman. Apparently, he also has like some shitty views on queer people. So, I don't know. UFC. I think it was Sean Middleton or something like that. Is that who it is? Sean Strickland?
Man.
Avoids icon. Yeah, I don't know.
Dana White. Yeah, emphasis on the
Oh,
white.
yeah, it is. Sean Strickland viciously attacks reporter and homophobic rant. I am not seeing this. Claimed as gay. After a reporter asked him about his previous claims that having a gay son means a father has failed as a man. Oh, my God. What? Wow, this guy's a piece of shit. No one should ever watch UFC. Went off in a jerk. Okay. Yeah, no, and this guy, wore a shirt that said women belong in the kitchen as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
man.
so that's my crumble champ. That guy just seems
Comedic
so
women should
cool.
belong in the kitchen, but the comedic kitchen, because they should be able to cook and riff with
Remember, what
us.
was it, Burger King, like when they did like pay increases and they had like equal, they were like trying to like promote it as like equal across like the gender gap. They were like, women belong in the kitchen was like one of their things.
Whopper,
Guys,
Whopper, Whopper,
Whopper,
Whopper.
this, that was a Whopper, Whopper,
Whopper.
Whopper, Whopper.
That was great.
Italians here being Whopper.
Now I'm
Okay.
just imagining like the Burger King king like slapping some like minimum wage worker's ass and just like having that like forever grin on his face. Just
Hey, toots. All right, who's your crumble?
it's so hard to choose. I'm gonna say my crumble champ is the Hunt family, the Kansas City Chiefs, because the clock's gonna strike midnight and their days are
Oh
numbered.
yeah, they'll die eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Maybe Andy Reid's son will drunk drive over him.
hey,
Yeah.
the thing is, like, I love Andy Reid. I love that
He's
guy.
our spirit animal.
That
He's our
guy's
walrus.
awesome.
Snorlax walrus guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad that he had to go to a shitty city like Kansas City to live,
They should
to
really just.
prosper.
Yeah. They couldn't even put it all in one
Yeah.
state.
They thought
They
Doug
couldn't even put
Peterson
it
was a
all in
better
one
option than
state.
Andy fucking Reid in Philly? Come
Yeah.
on now. I mean, what was Andy Reid saying with Shady McCoy? Wasn't there some like drama there with Shady and him?
Yeah, they I know he had like a bad falling out with Philly, so but yeah.
Good fart that time.
Well, that was good too. Who's our patrons?
Our patrons. All right.
Monsieur Sloppy Toppy.
Yeah, Monsieur Sloppy Toppy. That was Nick?
That was Alec.
Alex.
Huh.
Nick, Alex, whatever.
Same fucking guy.
Yeah, we got James. We got Jeff. We got Cran. We got Bravo. We got Richie. Where are we at? Seven?
Tyler.
Tyler?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
That was it.
then we have Nick.
We have Nick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then we have who are our new ones we got that one time? It was Hunter and
Chaz, Bigley, Hunter, Fester, Charlie,
Fester.
Fester the, Ester. Yeah.
Chester the
Chef Boyardee.
mole tester.
The mole tester.
No, he
There
works
you
at a
go.
dermatology office.
Shit. Who we fucking?
I was listening to B-Shape Daily earlier,
Oh
and
no.
this isn't against him,
Oh
but he was entertaining the world where like the Cardinals have a shit season again this year. And
what's up? Welcome to B-Shape Daily. What if the Cardinals just fucking died?
we are Marshall. But he's talking about how like that could spur along maybe like Mozeliak getting out of his contract earlier. Some people would be Marmol might be let go, and now and how that would set up Haim Bloom,
Yeah.
Bloom for filling in for Mo because he's done a lot with organizations unwilling to spend, and that sounds like the worst fucking hell. I like his baseball perspective. I'm happy they got him.
He's good for building a farm.
But also, I don't want a team that's going to have a payroll of 120 million in 2026. Like
He won't
that's
be that. He just had to contend with Red Sox needing to shed payroll. So, and he got him down like 170 something.
like what do you do with the Rays? I mean, they were a cheap ass team, but that was because they
He
had
wasn't a
lots of young.
GM or anything. He was just part of their player development.
Oh.
So,
Obviously, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he was with the Rays, then he was became GM in Boston, right?
yeah, he became a Pobo.
Hobo.
Pobo, a po boy, down for Brichard's.
Do you think in Boston they have like they do it like how the Cardinals select the Pope, like white smoke comes out of Fenway?
Yeah. You think, yeah, they just set a car on fire in front of a fucking donut
Dunkin'.
shop. Yeah, in front of a donut. That's what they do. Yeah.
Kind of
They
cool.
set a fucking Guinness brewery on fire is how they do
I really wish Boston wasn't so far out of the way for us on our trip because I would love to visit Boston.
it. I just don't think I could handle myself. Look at all these fucking.
The worst fans are coming. The worst fans are
Yeah,
coming.
Paul Revere comes in. Okay. Who are we fucking? We gotta fuck someone.
Who
Who
is the
deserves
fuck?
it?
Oh, well, what I was saying with the B. Shafe thing. I think I would want to fuck the front office if that ever becomes
Okay.
reality where we're not steadily
Low-hanging
increasing
fruit. We'll go for
payroll.
that. It's
Yeah.
always good.
I mean, it's always good, but I mean, if you have a better one, by all means,
No, I think we should
we can
always
polyamorous over
fuck the
here at this
suits,
house.
as always.